Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We are looking at Daniel, Faithful Discipleship in a Foreign Land, and this is Appendix 5, the Assyrian and Babylonian Exiles. It will help you to understand the historical background of the exile that so radically shaped the history and character of the people of Israel. In order to subdue the rebellious peoples of its growing empire, the Assyrians and the Babylonians after them had a policy of deporting the leaders and artisans of a conquered country, leaving only the poorest. These were often replaced by conquered tribes from other lands. When Assyria was in its ascendance under Tiglath-Pileser II, which is 745 to 727 BC, it conquered increasing amounts of the northern kingdom, exiling peoples from the area around and north of Galilee in about 730 BC. A few years later, in 720 BC, Tiglath-Pileser's successor, Shalmaneser V, after a three-year siege, took the rebellious capital of Samaria and deported its people to Gozan on the Harbor River and in a town belonging to the Medes. 2 Kings 17:6. Judah, too, was threatened by this Assyrian resurgence. In 701 and perhaps again in 688 or 87 BC, Sennacherib sent forces into Palestine, attacking all the fortified cities of Judah, and took them all except Jerusalem, which was spared. Later in the 5th century BC, pressures on Assyria from within Mesopotamia caused the Assyrians to be less involved in Palestine. This left Josiah, king of Judah, able to institute considerable religious reform without interference. Nineveh, capital of Assyria, fell to the Babylonians and their allies in 612 BC. The king of Babylon, who ended three centuries of vassalage to Assyria, was Nabopolassar, 626 to 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar's father. Nabopolassar sent his son Nebuchadnezzar west with a large army to end the influence of Egypt over the lands of Syria, Phoenicia, and Philistia. Egypt had allied with Assyria, now in severe decline, having moved their capital from Nineveh to Haran and then to Carchemish. At the Battle of Carchemish in 609 BC, the Egyptians and their allies were soundly defeated. Assyria soon ceased to exist. The Babylonians wasted no time in sending the armies of Babylon through Phoenicia, Philistia, and into Judah, which had formerly been under Egyptian control. In 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar threatened Jerusalem and exiled to Babylon some of the city's elite and royal families as hostages, including Daniel and his friends, in the first exile. At that time, King Jehoiakim became a vassal of Babylon. 3 years later, however, Jehoiakim sensed a weakness in Babylon and rebelled. By the time he died, Babylon was on the march against Jerusalem to put down the rebellion. Jehoiakim's successor, Jehoiachin, reigned for 3 months, 598, until Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem and at its surrender looted the temple and took many people into exile to Babylon, the second of three exiles. Nebuchadnezzar put Jehoiakim's uncle Zedekiah, 598 to 587 BC, on the throne in his place. When Zedekiah rebelled against Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Jerusalem for 2 years, finally breaking through and destroying the temple and the city, and breaking down the walls. At this time, he took to Babylon the remaining articles for service in the temple, and in 587 BC, in the third and final exile, sent those remaining to Babylon. Only a few remained in the land. Jeremiah had prophesied, this is Jeremiah 29:10, "This is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place." If you count from the first exile in 605 BC, this 70 years was up just about the time that Cyrus II, king of the Medes and the Persians, conquered Babylon in 539 BC, and subsequently decreed that the Jews could return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple, Ezra 1. Under Zerubbabel, Jehoiakim's eldest son, and the prophet Haggai, The temple was rebuilt about 520 to 515 BC. The city walls, however, were still in disrepair, leaving the Jews weak and subject to their enemies. Later, Ezra, about 458 BC, and Nehemiah, about 445 BC, traveled to Jerusalem to regularize temple worship and to complete the temple.